Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sister Pamela. We had a little difficulties right there with the music. But nevertheless, this is the Initiative Radio Network, and this program is called Pamela Palace Enlightenment. I'm Sister Pamela, and tonight our topic is Happy New Year to everyone in the year of 2017. We thank Allah for making it, and for those that didn't, you know, they have passed on, you know, may God be pleased with them in the life and hopefully the good works that they've done. But nevertheless, we have to go on and push on. So tonight I just wanted to have a discussion of, you know, what are your goals, how can you make how can you improve yourself, how can you obtain your goals and the things you dreamed of or helping others. And so I would just like for the audience and everyone to call and and share your thoughts. And so tonight we're just going to have a beautiful time of listening to music. I do have one, maybe two clips of motivation speaking, and of course always how valuable that we definitely are in God's eyes if we strive to be of God. We have a choice, definitely, but we should always, as I say, strive to let our good outweigh our bad. So in the meantime, tonight just going to be, just going to relax, have fun. Like I say, you're definitely welcome in to ask questions, make comments on, like I said, the new year, how to improve, how to be a better person, how to have more love, how to help others, et cetera, et cetera. So with that, I'm going to take a short commercial, and I'll be back with some music and just a celebration of life. So thank you.
Dr. James Jones III is a graduate of The Ohio State University. He has earned graduate degrees in African American Studies and History. Dr. Jones has produced the following books: Creating Revolution as They Advance, A Narrative History of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. These writings examine the historical context that facilitated the demise of the Civil Rights Movement's patience and the ascension of a much bolder and less patient mid-60s Black Power politics. Manhood, Race, and Culture, Volumes 1 and 2, contains 66 essays that cover national events that occurred within the African-American community. O. Bruni, An African-American Odyssey Home, is an ethnographic study that follows an African-American to Africa, his ancestral homeland. Foolish Floyd, The Life and Times of an African American, follows an individual who emanates from a rich tradition of contrarians. You can purchase the writings of Dr. Jones at Amazon.com, also available on Kindle. Dr. Jones is also our network resident doctor and can be heard every Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on the Initiative Radio Network. Please visit his website at manhoodraceandculture.com.
Okay, thank you again, and welcome to Enlightenment. Again, let me update everyone what we are doing tonight, or the program we're having tonight. I've decided to have, like, you know, celebrating life and thanking God that we've made it to 2017. So if anyone would like to share their goals, how to improve themselves, what they're planning on doing, you know, and to make other people's lives better would be a great thing to share. And also, I would like to say, you know, we don't always have to wait to the next year. We should not take any second, let alone any day or year, for granted. Life is very fleeting. Life can be very unpredictable, as we all know. Definitely we thank God for life, but we have to make, you know, life what we want it to be, too, nevertheless. We all have a choice. We all have a responsibility. So if we want to make life better, then we have to look in that mirror, get some courage, some faith, and go to work. So with that, I'm going to play one of my favorite songs. And if you have questions or comments, then definitely call in to 563-999-3682. Okay, so with that, we're going to play Rise Up, I believe it's called. So enjoy the music and join us. Because tonight we're going to have a very good, relaxing, but nevertheless an enlightenment time. Thank you.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we can walk it out. Ooh, mountains, we can walk it out, and ooh, mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise unafraid, I'll rise up, and I do it a thousand times again. And I'll rise up, I like the waves. I'll rise up in spite of the ache. I'll rise up, and I do it a thousand. Silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet. Move mountains. For that we have each other.
Right, we just heard that beautiful song. I forgot the artist. I forget. Andrea Day, I believe that's her name. But that's a beautiful, beautiful song. So tonight we will be having a beautiful song. I will be plant or reading out spiritual verses from the Bible. Also, I will be one of my a new person I ran across was actually a sister friend of my beautiful sister introduced me to this sister, and I saw her YouTube, and her story was very beautiful and inspirational. And you know, we all can relate to going through difficulties sometimes, not feeling that we have, you know, nowhere to go or no one to understand. Or, you know, sometimes, you know, we feel like you've hit a rock bottom. But nevertheless, Sister Mazemi had introduced me to this sister and told me to lift her up, and because she's from where she came and what she's doing now, it's a beautiful motivator. And so I looked at her still like, wow, that is beautiful. And so, you know, I got on her fan page or Facebook page. I saw some of her live Facebook broadcast, very inspirational. So nevertheless, I wanted to get sure a bit of her story, and I have a clip from her. So like I say, if anyone wants to call in or, you know, share your thoughts or what you've been through, what you're going through, how you overcame, and how you maybe how you're overcoming, it would be a great thing to share with us tonight. So we're talking about the new year. What goals do you have planned? What can you do? What have you done to motivate and help others? So that's what the program is tonight. So if anyone would like to call in, please do. The number is 563-999-3682 and just push 1, and I would gladly bring you in. So we're going to listen to great music. I'm going to read the sister's article. She's I loved her story. I have a clip by her, so I'm going to play that in a little bit. And so we're just going to enjoy life. And like I say, the main, every day of my life, I thank Allah God. And because life is, like I say, it's not promised to any of us. So we should never get arrogant or think that, you know, so arrogant where we think that we're on things or trials can't happen to us. Because they definitely can. But the thing is, if they do, you know, always strive to look at it as a learning lesson of something that you need to, you know, maybe learn from it and do better. And, you know, like I say, enjoy the moments in life. Enjoy your loved ones. If you love them, then not only tell them, but show them. So that with that, you know, that's why, you know, I say tonight it's the topic is the new year, as they call it, 2017. What are your goals? What did you plan on doing to motivate, help yourself or help others? You know, we definitely have to learn to love ourselves because, you know, if you don't love yourself, how can others love? You know, how can others love you? You know, how can you attract what's worthy of what you want to bring in your life? So with that, I'm going to read a short bio of this sister. Her name is Lisa Nichols, and she's a motivation speaker. And, you know, just a bit of a background of her, and then we're going to play maybe a bit of her motivation speaking. Okay. Life coach Lisa Nichols. I rose from rock bottom, and you can too. Almost 20 years ago, Lisa Nichols was a single mother on government assistance with less than $12 in her bank account. She turned her life around and is known by peers today as the breakthrough specialist, famous for motivating others to overcome difficulties and pursue their dreams. Nichols grew up on rough but turf between two warring gangs in South Los Angeles, never got above a C in school, and at 27 found herself raising a child whose father was in prison. On Thursday, she told Today Girls that the moment she couldn't afford pampers for her baby son was a turning point in her life. I felt rock bottom, and I realized I have to do something. They could say I have to be my own rescue. No one is going to rescue me. She found a job running the family resource center for the LA Unified School District. With each paycheck, she would save money to fund a dream that she hadn't yet identified. Then she started a program called Motivated the Team Spirit, where she worked to empower teams by helping them make choices based on integrity. She attended conferences and lectures on entrepreneurship and brand creation. And soon she was being paid, eventually founded Motivated the Masses, a massive training resource for personal and professional development that went public last year. Her teachings were featured in the best-selling book, The Secret, and she has written 6 bestsellers of her own. On today, she dished out her Black brand of advice to a guest from the plaza. Jill from Kinetic Toe Nichols, quote, "I have 5 children, ages from 7 to 21. It's hard for me to find a balance and make everybody feel special when I've been torn in so many different directions. Can you help me with that?" Let me go up a little bit. Okay. Nichols told her to go home and hold a family meeting immediately. Bring everyone together and say, "I have learned something. I learned that I need to first apologize to you guys. I need to apologize for making you feel that I can handle everything. I need to apologize for making you think that I need to hear the words, thank you. I need to apologize to you for making you think that I need to rest." Nicholas also answered questions posted to her Facebook page, where Erica from Charleston, South Carolina wrote, "I remember you telling your child, quote, 'We will never be this broke again.' How do you push through and keep your child optimistic when your surroundings are not supportive, but you have nowhere else to go? Don't be committed to the physical environment," Nicholas said. "Be committed to what's in your mind. I saw possibility even when we didn't see a lot." Nichols answered these questions on her Facebook page. You can find her on Facebook. Nichols suggested standing in front of a mirror every day for a month to state and complete 3 sentences in 7 different ways of peace. 1, "I'm proud that I forgive you for / and I commit to you that." Okay. "How do I move on to a more successful career when the job I have now keeps me financially afloat but it emotionally drowning me?" And her answer is, "Create a plan where you can buy your freedom," Nicholas suggested. Fear-based work doesn't work for anyone. So figure out what can make the job easier for you. Recognize that if you have a dream, your job can pay for your dream to help her. She added, "Shift your mentality to not let it hold you back." Okay, you cannot let your next partner pay for your ex, Nicholas said. Fear of getting hurt or disappointed, she warned, will prevent future happiness. Instead, Nicholas suggested pressing reset, then willing to take risks and to talk with new people. Beautiful. I love the sister attitude, motivational thoughts. And I just love it. So I draw strength and motivation from, you know, different people sometimes. So it's good to be around people who are positive and not negative energy. And that's the thing, that we have to be around like minds and not all negative minds of people telling you that you can't do anything. Because people will always tell you what you can do. You have to surround yourself with the people that tell you you can do, or you will do, or you will accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. So with that, we're going to play a bit of Lisa Nichols' 10 Rules to Success. And like I said, if anyone have any questions or comments, please call or write your question in the inbox. Thank you so much. So with that, we're going to Lisa Nichols. Thank you.
And all that thing about potential, I was tired of having potential. I wanted to have my now.
I'm an average, ordinary mom who said, I want to drastically transform my son's future.
The power of I am, the power of I am can pull you through the darkest moments.
As you're creating success, create holistic success.
Have a small change over 30 days, and a small change over 30 days. Your breakthrough will come in needlepoint moves.
Yeah. At some point, I have to stop asking, can I be great? Can I be brilliant?
You have to disrupt that soil in order to plant a new seed to grow a new fruit.
There's not one line of business that you can be in that a story and a great story won't elevate your outcome.
Wealth is possessions and money. Abundance is a 360 experience.
I look at my life and I wasn't supposed to be who I am today.
She's an author, life coach, and motivational speaker. She's the founder and CEO of Motivating the Masses. She's also a best-selling author of 6 books. She's Lisa Nichols, and here are her top 10 rules for success.
I struggled all through school. The last time I took English class, I got a fail. And my English teacher said I was the weakest writer she ever met in her entire life. The last time I took a speech class, same year, I got a D- in speech. And my speech teacher said, Lisa, quote unquote, I recommend you never speak in public, that you get a desk job. So that was the beginning of my life. That was my 19-year-old experience. And then I go on and I'm trying to figure it out. I was obedient. I went and got a job in accounting. I was in the collection department for 7 years. Y'all don't know I'm dangerous to accounting. I'm just dangerous. And I'm in collections. And you know, you should never put a broke person in collections. Never, because everybody's reasons sound good to me. I sound funny, but it was real. Not only did I say, girl, don't you worry about paying that. I'm going to take your name off the list. Somebody went to jail because I was in collections. I got fired from 5 different jobs.
Yeah.
And then I got pregnant with my son unexpectedly. And then at 8 months, my son's father went to prison. I had to get on government's assistance to have my baby. I was on WIC, Women, Infant, and Children, to feed my child. And when my son was 8 months old, I went to the ATM to get $20 out the bank because I didn't have any Pampers for him. And in order to get $20 out, you got to have $20 in. I had $11.42. And I still can't tell the story without getting emotional because it's my story.
Mm-hmm.
For 2 days, I had to wrap my son in a towel. But something happened, Steve, in those 2 days. I was at rock bottom. I was broke and I was broken. Inglewood, California. My son laying on his back at 8 months. I have a towel over him and I have my hand on his stomach saying, don't you worry, Jelani. Mommy will never be this broke again. And I made a decision. I was bankrupt. And every stinking thinking I had, I was bankrupt and trying to protect my pride. Mm-hmm. I was bankrupt and trying to be all that in a bag of chips and a bowl of grits falsified.
Mm-hmm.
I was bankrupt and trying to not ask anyone for help. I was bankrupt in everything that was holding me and keeping me where I was.
Mm-hmm.
I've always talked a good game.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't doing anything with my gift.
Mm-hmm.
And all that thing about potential, I was tired of having potential. I wanted to have my now. And I looked at that baby at 8 months, and I said, I want to transform your life. Because you didn't ask to come into this chaos.
Come on.
As an African-American male child in South Central Los Angeles, with a single mother whose father's in prison, he had a 66% chance of going to prison himself. Not on my watch.
Mm.
Not on my watch. So if I have to be willing to drastically transform myself so that I can become the woman that I know I can be.
Right.
And that's what I began to do. I was radical.
What did you do, Lisa? What did you do to change your life?
First, I realized I couldn't grow with people who were struggling like me. That whole, I don't want to leave nobody behind. No, I don't want to stay with y'all.
Right.
You don't even want to be here.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be the queen of this block.
Yeah.
And I became okay with the fact that it doesn't make me any less committed to my community, committed to my culture, committed to my family. The best thing I can do for you is not stay here with you.
That's right.
When I got that, I went to places I'd never seen before. I went to conferences where people were talking about money, talking about prosperity.
Yeah.
Talking about, it was like, no habla espanol. What y'all talking about? ROIs and PPMs and term agreements and capital fundraising and bottom lines. And what is it? I'm going to stay until I learn what you're talking about. I went to the same conference 42 times. And there I raised $532,000 in capital for my company to start my dream. And my dream was to transform teen lives. I want to teach teens how to fall madly in love with themselves and how to make integrity-based decisions. And I got it funded, and I started working. And that was the beginning of me rescuing myself. I realized that I am my rescue. No one else is my rescue. My rescue.
So I was hungry. Like, I was hungry. People often want to call me the exception. Like, oh my God, you're the exception. No, I'm not the exception. I'm an average, ordinary woman who chose every day to make one more extraordinary decision. I'm an average, ordinary mom who said, I want to drastically transform my son's future, that he deserves to have every option that every other child would have, irregardless of what he was born into. I just was crazy enough to believe that. That it doesn't matter the color of my skin, doesn't matter my religious background, doesn't matter my origin, it doesn't matter my mom's bank account and my dad's bank account when I was born. None of that means my future. That's just the circumstance that I came from. That's not what defines my future. I just believe that. Not a lot validated it, but faith is believing in the unseen anyway. So I had enough faith to go, I know like I know like I know like I know. I don't necessarily have to see it yet.
Christy talked about affirmations. Abundant thinkers understand the power of I am. Anything after the word I am is true to your unconscious mind, Michael. Anything. Anything after I am. Anything. Anything after I am. Even if you know it's not true, your conscious mind will believe it. Anything after I am. So the use of affirmations is very intentional and very consistent. I was diagnosed as clinically depressed and 1998, I'm sorry. I was diagnosed as clinically depressed. Me, it didn't make sense. I had been in a relationship, I was engaged to get married, and my fiance, who I did not know at the time, was bipolar, and he'd stopped taking his medicines, and under the belief system that love can cure anything. And so I ended up being picked up and thrown 3 feet across the room, and I ended up being choked until I passed out. And once I got out of that relationship, I just was different. It was different. So my mom insisted that I go to the doctor. I went to the doctor, and I sat on the table, and she checked me and talked to me and came back in with a prescription. And she said, Lisa, you're clinically depressed. And I felt like I heard Charlie Brown's parents talking, like, wah, wah. Want, want, want. Clinically depressed, and least that'll make sense in that same sentence. And she handed me a prescription, and I read the prescription. It had my name on it, and it said Prozac. And I thought, that don't make sense. Lisa Nichols, that don't make sense. And I said, do you mean I'm sad? She said, very, very sad. I said, can I try something? And I'm not recommending you guys, if you're on medication, you stop taking your meds. Please don't do that. I asked my doctor. She agreed. I said, do you mind if I try something before I take this? She goes, yes, but I need to see you back in 30 days. If you're in the same condition, I need us to try this medicine. I said, okay, I could do that. So I went home, and every day I got in the mirror, and I drilled I am every day because I realized I had forgotten who I was. Yes, yes. I just forgot. And it was okay to forget. I just forgot. So every day. Every day for 25 minutes, I just went over the I ams. Every day, I am, I am, I am. And then I paralleled that with I forgive you for. Then I paralleled that with I commit to you, Lisa, every single day. I went back in 30 days, and I'm talking to her, and I'm on fire. She's just looking at me. And I'm just talking. She twisted her head again. And I'm just talking. She says, wait, I got to stop you. I said, what? She goes, what are you taking, and can I have some? I was like, I'm taking some of me. And so the power of I am, the power of I am can pull you through the darkest moment. The power of I am.
Success is personally defined by everyone. And as you're creating success, create holistic success. My biggest successes are the things that people don't even see. It's the fact that my 14-year-old son calls me his best friend to his friends. That's bigger than any book deal that you can give me. That's bigger than sitting across from Larry King or beside Oprah, that my 14-year-old son calls me his best friend. creating holistic success is really important.
Let me tell you, in order to have something different, you are going to have to do something different. In order to have something more, you have to do something you haven't done yet. I had to say the things I didn't want to say, do the things I didn't feel like doing to have the life I know I wanted. Period. Period. And all I did was give instructions for here, do this bite size, do this bite size, do this bite size. Bite size, digestible, palatable pieces of what you can do. Does that sound good, you guys? And when you look up, and you don't have to have a magnificent change over 12 months, have a small change over 30 days, and then a small change over 30 days, your breakthrough will come in needlepoint moves. And you'll look up in 5 years and not recognize your life.
What's been your biggest accomplishment, you think?
Bouncing back, number one, is refusing to listen to the negative chatter in my own head, refusing to listen to other people's perception of me, creating something from absolutely nothing. So I got, there's the books, there's the TV, there's all that stuff. But my biggest accomplishment is being willing to give myself 1,000 second chances. And every time I got to 999, I pressed reset.
Yeah.
I didn't ask permission. I gave notice.
Yeah.
At some point, I have to stop asking, can I be great? Can I be brilliant? Can I be okay and still be accepted? I just stopped asking permission and just gave notice unapologetically, and not in a braggadocious way, not in a way that shrunk anyone else, in
right.
a way that said, I only got one life, and I'm going to ride this one till the wheels fall off. And then all the other stuff came.
Wow.
As a result of a decision I made.
Right. But it was a decision.
It was a decision. But it was, and it didn't come from, a motivational experience. It didn't come from an inspiring teacher. It came from hitting rock bottom.
There's so much value in what you unlearn. Sometimes the best thing you can do is unlearn some things. We're all always going after learning something new, because we're information junkies, because we have all these forms of information coming at us on the internet, coming at us in books, coming at us on the radio, coming at us in television, that we want to learn. But sometimes your biggest breakthrough is in what you unlearn, and then you relearn. Sometimes you have to disrupt your soil, pull your soil up, take that dry dirt that's been planted for years. I know, I've just been knowing this for years. This is what my mother taught me. This is what we've always known. You have to disrupt that soil in order to plant a new seed to grow a new fruit. Yeah? You guys got that? And so I came very comfortably to disrupt your soil. Like, that's what I came for, to disrupt your soil. Not to necessarily keep you comfortable in what you know, stay comfortable in that. I want to disrupt you in some things that are new awareness to go, oh, wait, hold on. Or new awareness about what you've been doing based on what you've known forever that doesn't fit your future anymore. Because I can guarantee you, every single one of us who wants something different than what we're getting, we're doing something unconsciously from old patterns that doesn't even serve our future. That's when the tongue in your mouth and the tongue in your shoe are going in two totally different directions. And your job is to align them up so that you can move forward in a powerful way.
Every single thing you touch is impacted by your story. As an attorney, as a teacher, as an architect, there is not one line of business that you can be in that a story and a great story won't elevate your outcome. Every single line of business, every single line of service that you're connected to will be impacted and ideally elevated by the level in which you're willing to tell and share your story. So let me give you some guidelines, some parameters, what I like to call the bumper rails, as if you were going bowling. You know, when I go bowling, I ask them to put the little bumper rails down so I can my ball can get down the lane. So let me set up some bumper rails for you so that you understand what makes a great story. So one is the willingness to take risk. Most people, Vision, when they're telling a story, they don't want to take a risk. So the story has its limits on how high it'll go or how deep it'll go. And when you have that, then you're really not at that part that's going to touch my soul. So being willing to take a risk, being clear and concise with your story. A great story is a show me story, not a tell me story. Now, this is the distinction that's the game changer for most. Most people are telling a story. They say, So let me just share with you a little bit of my story, and I'll tell you and then I'll show you. So as I was building my life, there was a time in my life that was very difficult. It was very challenging. True story. Very difficult, very challenging, very uncomfortable. I didn't have a lot of money. I didn't have a lot of hope, and things just looked dismal. At some point, I had to turn my life around. At some point, I made the decision that life had to get better. I'm telling you that. It was decent. You learn about me. Then if I were to show you that story, I would say, 6 days a week, I had to eat beanies and weenies. I had to find money in the crevices and the corners of my couch so that I can get my son milk. There were times when my heart would beat fast just at, what am I going to have tomorrow? At some point, I got sick and tired of my own story. Is this going to be my future? No, I can't handle it. Notice the difference in that second story.
Wow. I completely see that.
I just painted a picture. Same story. Mm-hmm. Now, the second one, when you show a story, it's going to require more of you. It's going to require you to find the colors. What were you thinking? What were you experiencing? What was going on in your head? Instead of telling me you look for money, turn and point. Now, this is anywhere. This is anywhere you are doing anything. I promise you, you become a great storyteller, and you will captivate your audience no matter what you're doing. I've captivated investors. I've captivated students. I've captivated educators because I was willing to show the story. I call it unpacking the story vision, being willing to tell me, what were you thinking? What were you feeling? What were you seeing? Think about a story as an oral movie. And so in an oral movie, think when you're looking at a movie, the first thing they do is they identify what state of time it is. Is it futuristic? Is it in the now? Was it back in the day? You notice that based on what people are wearing, how they're talking. So paint that picture for me. Take me to that environment. Set the backdrop up for me. Show me what you're going through. Instead of saying I was angry, you can tell me you're angry. But when you say the hair on the back of my neck was standing up, I felt the fumes exiting my nose. I thought that my chest was going to pop and I was going to say something that I'd regret forever. Ooh.
Okay, thank you so much. We've been listening from this young sister who made, over 20 years ago, she decided to make a change. Lisa Nichols, who went from esoteric rock bottom to now, you know, elevating people, motivating people because she believed. And I have, as I was taught, your thought, you have to have good thinking. We have to learn how to retrain our mind. I know we've been in this society, white supremacy, the Willie Lynch syndrome, or males have really, really done a number of ones. But now it's time to have a renewal of the mind. As I was reading the scriptures today in Ephesians 4:23. And be renewed to the spirit of your mind. So therefore, when she decided to believe in faith and that it's unseen, you can't see it, but you know that there's something more powerful that's there. So she began to look into herself and regarding herself, and not only did she train her mind, as she said, every day, and it takes a process. It's not overnight, because like I said, you know, we've been molded into this way. So it's not going to be overnight, but definitely we can make step by step, inch by inch, to make a renewal of the mind first and foremost. So that's what Lisa started to do. And when she started doing that, then things, she started to attract things. She went out there, she had faith, and she went for the things that she wanted. She separated herself from some of the people who were negative. Like she was, it was funny, but it was very real when she said she didn't want to be, you know, with the leader of the broke ones, or the broken hearted ones, or the broken minded ones, or the broken spirit, etc. So she had to do something different and change her mindset. So that's what it's all about. We have to change our mindset. We want something different. We have to do something different. We can't continuously to do the same thing and think that we're going to get another result. This is insanity. So until we, as people, until we believe, like I was saying, definitely I believe in the higher power, the creator. When I start to say I believe, then it's time to go to work. Pray, go to work. Faith without works, as the scripture says, it's not, it's irrelevant. So we have to have faith. So I just love her attitude and her mindset. And, you know, and the beauty of it is she always motivates others. She said, don't look at her as being extraordinary. She said, you can be extraordinary too, only though if you believe. And so that's why I want to have this this program, because my purpose on life is to motivate others. It's to, you know, believe that we can do better. We are better than our thought. We don't have to stay where we are. We can all evolve if we believe and strive, like I said, to do right by not only others but by ourselves, because real justice and starts with oneself. So if anyone got any questions, comments, then please push one, and I would gladly bring you in. So because I love this topic, I want to do, since it's what they call it, a new year, then let's make a new us. Let's make a new reality in our life. Let's help our brothers and sisters, you know, the ones that want to be helped, that, you know, we've got to try our best to try to help. But, you know, definitely, like I said, we can't make anyone do anything. That's not what we're for. We try to, you know, to be an example and show them a different way of where they may be going. And then after that, it's ultimately up to the person to make that change themselves. So with that, if anyone have any questions or comments, I would be glad to take them. If not, we're going to take a short break. Give me a drink of water and definitely be back with more music, more spiritual upliftment, and so on and on. So thank you so much for joining the Time of the Pilots Enlightenment. Hope that you're enjoying it, because I definitely am. With that, I'll be right back with a short commercial. Thank you.
Dr. James Jones III is a graduate of The Ohio State University. He has earned graduate degrees in African American Studies and History. Dr. Jones has produced the following books: Creating Revolution as They Advance, A Narrative History of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. These writings examine the historical context that facilitated the demise of the Civil Rights Movement's patience and the ascension of a much bolder and less patient mid-60s Black Power politics. Manhood, Race, and Culture, Volumes 1 and 2, contains 66 essays that cover national events that occurred within the African-American community. O. Bruni, An African-American Odyssey Home, is an ethnographic study that follows an African-American to Africa, his ancestral homeland. Foolish Floyd, The Life and Times of an African-American, follows an individual who emanates from a rich tradition of contrarians. You can purchase the writings of Dr. Jones at Amazon.com, also available on Kindle. Dr. Jones is also our network resident doctor and can be heard every Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on the Initiative Radio Network. Please visit his website at manhoodraceandculture.com.
Okay, thank you again, and welcome back to the Initiative Radio Network. And this program is called Pamela Patterns Enlightenment. Let me recap what we've done and what our topic is. The topic is 2017, Happy New Year, creating the new you, the new year, the new for the new year, and the new you, and the new spirit, and the new thoughts of changing our lives to making it better, to going after what we want. Sometimes we take so long, and like I've always said, it doesn't take a lifetime to make a change. But what it does take, it's a made-up mind. It's a heart of faith, of good spirit, of good thought, of motivation, of trying, of faithfulness, and you know, you just can't talk about, oh, I want to do this, or I want a new job, or I want a new car, or I want to be better, or I want to develop in this, or I want to have a new skills. But if you do, and you say you do, then get up and prove it to yourself and go after what you want. We don't have a one life, for my belief. You know, everyone has respectfully their thoughts and their, you know, ideals, or ideologies, should I say. But I believe we only have one life, and we have to make that life the best that we can while we live here on earth. So also, we'll be just listening to Lisa Nichols, who was a very broke young woman who had one child and was at you know, at rock bottom. But she renewed her mind, her spirit, and her soul, and she started to go after what she wanted and believed and separate her, cut the negative people out of her life. And that's how she began to see the change. Now look at her. She's a multi-millionaire. She's a beautiful spirit. She's motivated people. She's traveling here and there. She's written, I believe, 6 best-selling books. She's done some outstanding things that I'm sure, you know, when she was young, she would never thought of achieving these things, you know, from where she's come from. But when she got older and started to believe in herself and the higher power of the Creator, then that's when she started to make change. And so with that, we will have a couple more songs that I want to play. If anyone, like I said, want to call in and make a comment, or if you just want to listen, you know, that's fine. Thank you for tuning in. And but I'm going to play. I love music. It motivates me, so I will be playing periodically music, reading a couple of scriptures, motivated scriptures, and also I have a clip from the minister that I will get to in a little bit. But in the meantime, let me look for me another beautiful song, and hopefully we will have people to call in and share their new, as they call it, a new resolution. But my my thought is don't wait till a whole another year to make a change. Why not make it today? You know? I mean, we don't have forever. So why not make the change that you want to make today to start your life in the way that you want it, you know, or have dreams and goals. And so with that, we're going to play a short song, and then we'll be back at the Initiative Radio with Sister Tamala. Thank you.
The moon.
Okay, thank you again. It was Luther Vandross, amazing. And I love that song, beautiful, beautiful song. Tonight, our program is The New You, how to improve, how to get the things that you want, your goals, etc. How to have a good mindset and a positive mindset. How to separate those negative thoughts or negative people out of your life so you can achieve the things that you've been wanting to achieve. And so I'm very excited. I thank Allah from the bottom of my heart for being able to make it through this year because, you know, so many people have lost their lives, but, you know, hopefully they've done the good work of the Lord and, you know, He's well pleased with them. So I would just like to say that, you know, we have to be thankful for the days we have, the loved ones that we have, and go for what you want in life. Don't wait forever, because forever don't have won't wait for you, you know, seriously. So we must, you know, go for what we want, but go, you know, and in it in a righteous way, you know, and just have courage, faith, and all that type of thing. And so, you know, I just like to say that. And so, you know, just like I say, enjoy, as they say, the new year. But you have to have a new mindset to make the things come true that you want to have come true. So with that, I'm going to take our caller. And I believe I know who this is. But nevertheless, 2872. As-salamu alaykum, how are you?
Well, alaykum salam, Queen. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent, brother. Enjoying the show and hopefully, you know, motivating others to, like I say, enjoy life. Don't take it for granted and go after the things that you want. You know, if you have goals or things that you've always wanted to strive to do, and then strive to do them. But we definitely have to have, like I said, a new mindset and et cetera, et cetera. And so with that, I would allow you to say what you call to say.
All right, excellent. You know, that Luther Vandross song you played, you know, I'm thinking it was that one. There's a line that says something to the effect of, you know, you'll be sad because you gave up too easily. And, you know, when I was growing up, I wasn't the one of the dudes, you know, the cool in crowd, you know, that I wasn't a part of that group. And, you know, so I liked little girls or whatever. Couldn't get them to, you know, to be in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? And I would listen to that song, and that part always stood out to me that, you know, you gave up too easily. So I was always, that had started me to be very, very persistent, very, very goal-oriented. And, you know, that's how I'm still that way to this day. Because I think that, you know, a lot of times we as a people will give up too easily. And don't like the struggle, you know, don't like the battle to, you know, accomplish your goals. Nothing in life, you know, worth having comes easily. You know, there's going to be the ups, there's downs, you know, the ins and the outs, you know. And it's about how do you handle them, you know, when it comes your way. How do you handle it? You know, you throw your hands up and say, oh, I give up, you know, I ain't going to never be nothing, you know. And that's just not going to work. You know, so that's not going to work. So I think when we're talking about you know, New Year resolutions or whatever. I think it first starts out with for us to understand who we are and how we relate to each other and how we relate to our Creator, and to begin to live our life, you know, a life of truth. And one of the things that we got to understand is, you know, like as I said, is who we are and how we relate to one another and how we relate to the Creator. You know, it's like, for example, you know, the New Year. And, you know, every January 1st, oh, New Year, Happy New Year, da-da-da-da-da-da. But in reality, that's not the new, January 1st is not the New Year. This is the same old year. It's just that these people went off of the real calendar and started going by the Gregorian calendar. So you celebrating the New Year when you're still in that same year. You know, the cycle is the new year begins when the growth from the winter is over, and then spring, that's the new year. But because we went off of the lunar calendar, which, you know, we were on at one point and took over with the Gregorian calendar, you know, we don't know what's what. So I think the first thing is to begin to know ourselves, know our Creator, know how we relate to one another and how we relate to our Creator, and then to begin to live the life based on truth. And I think if we do that, we'll be very successful and able to handle the things in which that we see give us difficulty. You know, I think if we begin to accept that, then we'll be able to deal with difficult situations a whole lot better. You know, a whole lot better. And we'll be able to relate to one another a whole lot better as well. Yes, ma'am. And with that, I'll rest my mic.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. It's always very enlightening, and appreciate it when you call in and share with us your thoughts and what Allah has placed in your heart. And you're exactly right. We definitely, as I always say, have to strive our best to, you know, be obedient to our understanding as much as possible to the Creator, because everything definitely is, I mean, starts with Him, and it definitely going to end with Him. And you're exactly right. And yes, we, this what we call New Year. Yes, I've heard that it really isn't a New Year, but I have to also reach my people from where they are and then take them to the New Year. So, you know, that's what we know as New Year. So whatever year or day it is, then it's time for us to make that change. Whether we do it in January or, God forbid, or before January or on the, you know, the original New Year that so many of us that don't know anything about. But we have to start, I would say that today, as soon as we can, to make that change. And definitely, like I say, learn about being more obedient and in the truth of God, because that's the only way we're going to survive what's ahead of us, definitely. And I appreciate that, and I definitely agree with that, Brother Maurice. Thank you so much. Okay, if anyone else, yes, sir. Thank you so much for your speech. If anyone else would like to comment or, you know, tell us about what you think of the New Year or allegedly the New Year, what can't be done, and what are your thoughts on making things in your life or in, or as a whole, as a people, of doing better things, you know, bringing the reality of a new world, or, you know, a mindset first, have to deal with that too. Get us as people to be motivated to even think of, you know, doing for stuff. It would be greatly appreciated because we definitely have to. I can't stress it enough. We have to start right now. And with that, I'm going to bring in another caller. 1181. Yes, ma'am.
Assalamualaikum.
How you doing,
Sister Audrey?
Yes, ma'am, I recognize you. Thank you so much for calling in and take the time. Sister, you always have brought such a beautiful spirit every time you call in. So I'm just very, we are very honored to have you tonight to share a bit of your night with us. So could you, we were talking about, as you might have heard earlier with our brother, dear brother Maurice, about as he was explaining, you know, the new year and the real, you know, as they call them calendar of the new year, but what most of us know of course, the ones that have been taught differently. I want to bring this on because, you know, like I said, I mean, bring this topic because, like I said, most of us think, you know, there's a go by this new year. But I want us to start having a new mindset. Yes, ma'am. So could you just tell me your thoughts on how the renewal of the mind, what can we do as people to, you know, start to make that move of getting ourselves out of the condition that we, you know, find ourselves in constantly?
Right. Yes, ma'am. I believe on New Year's Day, I've made a post because I was thinking about New Year's, and every year we always say January the 1st, we're gonna change our mode. We're going to start exercising. We're going to do a whole lot of things on January the 1st, and by the end of January, probably by the end of the first week, many of those things have gone out the window. We forget, we get off track. But one thing that made me think in conversation, I had been talking to some others, and we was reminded that Paul say, I die daily. And if he died daily, that means he's dying daily and waking himself up and letting himself go more into the mindset of Allah, of God. So each day is actually a renewing and a new year for us because we're supposed to start off fresh and new every day. We should have learned something yesterday that helps us today to make us better for not only today but in the future. So in saying that, this year I said, you know what, the only resolution that I can actually say that I want to do, and each day I have to say this, to help me to be a better person each day, to get out and work harder, to help awaken not only our people that's in the street, but myself also, myself first,
yes.
Because I have to keep renewing my own mind each day with everything that goes on. And, you know, every day I say today, this last couple of days have been some trials for me, especially today, and I'm just in the cleanest spirit. And earlier I ended up didn't realize I had a leak in my house, but I hit a pipe in my bathroom, and my bathroom flooded. That was just a few hours ago. I'm like, oh,
yes,
Allah.
Ma'am.
I don't even know where to turn the water off in my house, but Allah sent me right to the valve that I needed to go to turn the water off in my house. So I give praise be to Allah. We have believers everywhere that can do everything. We just have to tap into our own resources. I just immediately called the one brother that I know that has his own contracting company. He came over here. He got it set to come over in the morning and replace the pipe that actually broke. Now, you know, I'm in Flint, so we got a lot of issues with pipes and water. And the first thing I said is, they done rusted out my pipes. Well, we already know this is going to eventually come to many of us here in Flint because of the water, the corrosion, and all of the other things that's happening to our pipes.
Ma'am.
But that was a trial for me. It still is. I didn't let it stop me. I still had to keep going. So that just helped me to know better one thing, that Allah, at the end of the day, Allah always is sufficient, that we have to definitely rely on Him. Now, as us moving into the future, I just came off of a call with Student Minister Troy out of Detroit and some of the coordinators and the ministers in the central region, and he's asking that we all push very hard to come to Savior's Day this year. Not, you know, we pump up and we get geared up and we get ready for, we got ready good and ready for Joe, for the Justice or Else in Washington, D.C. We made sure we have buses and people coming from all over the country. But we should be pushing equally as hard, even more harder, for Savior's Day because we're celebrating the birth anniversary of our Savior, Master Farid Muhammad. That's an even greater thing for us to be pushing for so that we can let people and our people know who he is and who we are. And he's telling us that Detroit is ready to receive the Nation of Islam in Detroit that weekend in February, the February the 17th through the 19th, so that we can celebrate his birth anniversary that weekend. taking the footsteps that Master Farid Muhammad took when he came to Detroit and found the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and got and
yes,
started raising up the nation. So we're going to have all of those events ready for Savior's Day, and we have all been commissioned to do what? To bring in more guests, to bring more people in this year. We've been having a big push. That's one of my big things is I've been pushing to do that, be out in the community. Sometimes I just don't want to go, but I have to get up and go. We have to get up and go more. But, I mean, we still have to be sensible with it, but we still got to get up and go more. That's the only thing that I could commit myself to doing this year, to try to strive the heart to be a better Muslim. That's it. Because anything else, and just keep making my word bond. And that is a part of striving to be a better Muslim. Because anything else, anything else is going to be out the window. It might be out the window tomorrow, but each day I have to renew myself and wake up and try all over again. I'm just being real, you know. So
yes,
I didn't want to make myself a resolution and say, this is what I'm going to do, and then tomorrow is going to be gone and over with. But I want to make the resolution that each day I'm going to strive harder to do better. Yes, ma'am.
That's right. Yes, ma'am. Let me ask you this, beautiful sister. You're exactly right. We all should be restoring ourselves each and every day to be better, to be better, to be used for the glory of God. That is my ultimate dream or hope or goal. And if we do that, then we will have, as they say, heaven right here on earth, because it will be a beautiful, peaceful, just for world. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, about the water crisis that I know, you know, when I've talked to you before, how's that going where you are? Are there an improvement? I saw four people had been officially, allegedly, you know, not arrested, but, you know, they have, said that they was going to look into them. Yes, ma'am, that's it, charges. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Just briefly. I mean, those four people were significant people in the Snyder administration, because you had two of them who were emergency managers that was put in the place of the mayor here in Flint, who helped make the decision to transfer over to the Flint River water. They knew the water was contaminated. Yeah. That water had been contaminated since I was a child. We was always told that you don't eat fish out of that water. It was high in mercury and lead and everything else, because it was right on the bank of General Motors, and a lot of things had gotten, waste had been dumped into the river. So they already knew that the water wasn't okay. And one of the other ones was the water plant coordinator. And see, a lot of them, they had the conspiracy because they hid information that they knew had been brought to them. They failed to put the corrosion control in the water that they were warned to put in the water. And they, to me right now, they are fall people, because Snyder, really, Governor Snyder, right at this point in time, he should be charged too. The charges may possibly come later on, but you have to remember the Attorney General that's doing the investigation, that's bringing about the charges, is Snyder's friend. He's a Republican. He was appointed by Snyder. So Snyder, in the year 2018, will be electing a new governor. And actually, Governor Snyder would have extended his term out. He cannot run again. Word is that Schuette, who is the Attorney General, will be trying to run for governor, depending on how this plays out. He has actually thought about and considered, filing papers to run for the governor. The federal government just approved some funding for Flint. The state just approved some funding for Flint, but realistically, we still looking at a window of more than 8 years before anything and everything could even be taken care of. That's providing that they go ahead and start working. They don't intend to get Flint together, but you know, I have to put it like this. All praise is due to Allah. We know that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said the only thing that we can do at this point in time, because we've given them as much leeway as we can, the only solution is separation. And of our local people, activists and politicians, they're not talking about separation. There's funding available if people want to leave Flint to go somewhere else. But They want to stay in here. They want to stay around. They say that's what they want us to do is to leave here. Okay, yeah, stay here. The property value is going to go up, but what's your health going to be like when the property value do start going up? I mean, where are you going to be at mentally, your children, you? What's going to be happening? And this is what I keep saying to them. Have you thought about or considered relocating? Because, I mean, that's what I'm saying to. That's actually what I'm saying to the believers here. And I'm saying that to everybody here. Have you thought about relocating? Because they're not going to get this fixed. And by the time they get it fixed, you're going to be so sick, you won't even know. So
think about
what's happening, the health conditions that we're, you know, we're going to have to go through with the water, unfortunately. Yes, ma'am. So, I mean, we still passing out water. We still doing all of those different things that we have to take and do. And we don't celebrate the holidays, but I listened to all of those who celebrated the holidays, all of the water they had to go through just to clean to clean their birds, just to clean they greens, just to clean everything. And, I mean, some of the stuff is just like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, you know, and all of the other nasty stuff that they had to clean, too, that we won't mention, but all of the water that they had to go through just in the preparation of a meal for their family is ridiculous.
Wow. So basically, from about a year, somewhere more than that, but I know recently, about almost a year since we had almost 7 months ago. So basically, the same thing is still going on from what I hear. It just may supply a bit of more of bottled water, but really has nothing really. Major change, from my understanding.
No.
Yes, ma'am. Wow. Praise be to Allah. Yes, ma'am. It just shows how much work that we definitely have to do and do it as soon as possible because we can't wait on anyone else to do it. We got to do it ourselves. Yes, ma'am,
yes,
especially.
Ma'am.
Oh, okay, then. Thank you. Sister, is there anything else you want to add?
No, ma'am, I just look forward to seeing most of you. And, sister, in my mind, I have been talking about what we talked about, you know, with getting you to be able to come to some of these events and stuff. We're going to work on that. I love you.
Yes,
yes, ma'am. I love your spirit.
I love you, too. Thank you, sister. You're a beautiful sister, too. May God and I continue to bless you and your family and all the believers and the people in general as with good heart and spirit that's trying to do something that's of good. And with that, you can call in to the Initiative Radio anytime, in the place, and inshallah, I would call you and talk to you soon. But thank you.
Thank you, beloved. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Hello, ma'am. Our beautiful sister, we thank Sister Archie for such a beautiful sister, and I always put a spirit and hope and motivation and all that beautiful gift that Allah has placed on her. Thank you so much. Okay, beautiful. So with that, I'm going to take a short commercial, and we'll be back with Sister Pamela at the Pamela Panic Enlightenment Program. Thank you.
Welcome to Pamela Panic, where every customer gets the royal treatment. You may arrive feeling ordinary, but when you leave, you're guaranteed to feel extraordinary. We take pride and honor in serving you and treating you as the queens and kings that you are at Pamela Palace. So come and purchase beautiful scarves, shades, jewelry, etc. for queens. And for kings, we have wallets, bow ties, and much more. Need a royal experience? Well, contact me at Pamela Palace, PamalahPalace, on Facebook or Instagram, and also PamelaPalace@gmail.com. Thank you so much for your purchases, and please come again.
Peace and blessings, family. My name is Pamela Muhammad, and this is the Initiative Radio Network. Our program lineup is as follows. On Sundays at 3 p.m., we have Remnant Peculiar Israelites, hosted by Sister Shamika. on Mondays at 8 p.m., we have Keeping It Live Radio, hosted by Sister Phyllis. On Tuesdays at 8 p.m., we have the Aunt Canary Experience, hosted by Brother Anthony. On Wednesdays at 8 p.m., we have Who Did It To You Roundtable Discussion with yours truly, Pamela Muhammad, Brother Dr. James Jones, and moderated by Brother Maurice Muhammad. On Thursdays at 8 p.m., we have Global Outreach, hosted by Sister Rhonda Michelle. And on Fridays at 9 p.m., we have Just Us Creating Economic Self-Sufficiency, hosted by Brother John. We believe at the Initiative Radio Network that we must create an environment where we can do for self and go to war against anybody who comes against what we decide to build. Trust and believe. We love you, Black people, and we are giving our lives to make you free. Truth has come to you.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the Pamela Patterson Enlightenment program at the Initiative Radio Network. We're so thankful to Allah for giving us this day. We're so thankful for all that He gives us. We cannot take anything for granted. I definitely do not. I find myself being grateful every day, you know, for that, what people would call the most simple of things. But if they are taken away, believe me, they won't be so simple. They'll be like major, you know, missions in your life. So with that, you know, we should always strive, you know, to be grateful even through, you know, trials. And that way, we will, you know, be more guarded and bring us through those trials a lot more better, and we will be more at peace or have, you know, some happiness when we get through it, or what they call ease through after difficulties. So with that, we've been today has been a great program. We've been talking about the new year, what we call the new year, 2017. Really, you know, and another, originally, you know, it's not the new year, but as we know, as of this, in this society, well, most people thought, I mean, think of the new year, but nevertheless, like I say, every day, it really is a new day. You have to be restored, and if you have a new thought of mind, like I say, elevating yourself, and first and foremost, it definitely has to come to yourself. Like I say, again, giving the Creator His essence. His respect, honor. We definitely have to do that, because I can say personally for myself, there's no way that I can get through life, or even want to get to life for that matter, without my precious God Allah, you know, respectfully. So that just what keeps me pushing along. But I want to thank everyone. We it's not too long before the show ends, but I have just a couple of scriptures that I had wanted to read, and then we may play one more song, and then we will close out. If anyone don't have any more questions or comments, I would like to read them from John 8:32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, or set you free. So therefore, we should always try to, you know, educate ourselves, read, learn, be open-minded, you know, because the truth of the Creator is the only thing that it makes you, it's worth it of knowing, to be honest with you. That's the only thing going to give you worthfulness or value to your life. So always try to know the truth, and, you know, and that way you can overcome all the things and trials and different vicissitudes that life will definitely bring you. Also, with that, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I'd like to thank our dear beloved Brother Maurice, who is the director of the Initiative Radio Network. We always thank him for his generosity and his humbleness and his hard work. And definitely, we thank our beautiful sister, Sister Arya. She's such a beautiful, humble spirit, and I look forward to talking to her more and hopefully meeting her this year at the same step. So with that, I'm going to play one of my favorite songs before I close this out, but I'd like to thank definitely all the listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And with that, have a blessed, beautiful But yeah, and but remember to always strive to let your good outweigh your bad, and definitely seek truth, and don't be afraid of truth, because that's the only thing that will set you free and make life worth living. So with that, assalamu alaikum, peace and love to all, and have a blessed, blessed night. Okay, I'm going to play one of my songs. Let me get to it. Well, I love both songs. But I want everyone please to have, like I said, a blessed night. And let's see, can I find it? Okay. Almost there. Don't see the one I was looking for, but we will end with this one. Peace, love, and blessings. That's what I'm like, them.
This is